Let's talk about closing. The close is not some trick you pull out at the end of the call. It's the natural result of doing your discovery properly earlier in the call. If you did that work, this part is short and it's easy. Here's the one rule, and it matters more than any clever line you'll ever learn. Ask a direct question, then stop talking. Completely. New reps ask for the business, and then, because the silence terrifies them, they immediately start talking again, and they talk the customer right out of the yes they were about to give. That silence feels like a full minute to you. To the person on the other end, it's about 4 seconds. Sit in it. Let them be the next voice you hear. Now, 6 ways to actually close. Think of these as different tools for different moments, not a script you run through in order. The first is the direct ask. This works best with pushy, confident prospects and with anyone who's already been engaged to the call. You just say it plainly, based on everything we've talked about, let's get you set up. Sound good? Confidence carries that one. The second is the alternative choice. This removes the yes or no decision entirely, because both options you offer end in a close. Would Tuesday morning or Thursday afternoon work better? Either answer books the appointment. The third is the assumptive close. You move straight into logistics, as if the decision's already made. Great, I'll get that scheduled. What's the best number to confirm on? This one needs real momentum behind it. Use it too early in the call, and it comes across as obnoxious. The fourth is the summary close. You stack their own words back at them, then ask. This works especially well on analytical, detail-oriented prospects. You remind them what they told you about their problem, what they said their goal was, what mattered most to them. And then you say, that's exactly what this handles. Let's move forward. Does that work? The fifth is urgency, and this only works when the urgency is real. If you manufacture a deadline and they catch you at it, you lose everything. Not just the close, the whole relationship. So only use a real one. I can hold these terms through Friday. After that, it changes. Want me to lock it in? And the sixth is the trial close. But when a full close just isn't ready yet. It's a small commitment that keeps the deal alive instead of losing it outright. Let's not commit to anything today. Can I get 15 minutes on your calendar to walk through it properly? Now here's how all six of those map onto an actual E&OS call. Every single one of them on this floor is aimed at the same target. Booking the free 15-minute demo. Never the $25,000 a month purchase itself. That substitution is what makes the close honest. You are never talking anyone into the big number. You're only ever talking them into a look. The direct ask becomes stating the demo offer clean. 15 minutes, no charge, Thursday at 2 and then going quiet. The alternative choice becomes never asking if, only asking this afternoon or tomorrow morning at 11. The assumptive close becomes asking who should be on the demo, just the owner or the office manager too, which treats the demo as already booked. The summary close means stacking the value points. Add them answering calls around the clock, booking jobs, chasing leads, and all of it free to see, before you ever ask for the slot. Urgency only ever means a real hold on terms, never an invented countdown. And the trial close is your fallback on almost every stall you'll hear. Let's not commit to anything, just 15 minutes to look. The demo itself, dressed up as a small ask instead of a big decision. Underneath all six of these sits one belief worth carrying into every single call. A prospect who already buys trucks, software, and insurance is a proven yes there. Not an obstacle you have to get past. Acknowledge the objection instead of arguing with it. Ask again when the first no isn't really a final no. And treat the close as logic stacked on top of a relationship you've already built. Never is pressure applied to a stranger. Before you get to any close, use trial closes to test the water. These are low-risk questions you drop in mid-call to find out where you stand before you make the real ask, and they save you from closing too early. How does that sound so far? Does that solve the problem you described? Is there anything about that you don't like? If we could handle that concern, would you want to move forward? And a scale question. On a 1 to 10, where are you on this? Followed by, what would make it a 9? Now, what happens after they say yes? The sale is not done the moment they agree. It's done when the details are locked down. So before you hang up, do every one of these out loud. Confirm the specifics, repeat the day, the date, the time, and make them say it back to you. Get the contact details, the best phone number and email, and have them spell it back. Set expectations. Tell them who's going to contact them, when, and what they need to have ready. Ask if anything's unclear. Anything else you want to know before we get going, and thank them by name. Then get off the phone. Do not keep selling after you've already gotten the yes. Last piece. When they say no, how you handle a no determines whether you ever get a second chance with that person. And it's worth remembering that most deals that eventually close were a no at some point along the way. First, accept it gracefully. Arguing after a clear no destroys any future opportunity you might have had. Then ask one honest question, just so I learn something. What made it a no? A lot of people will actually tell you, and it's often the most valuable feedback you'll get all week. Then ask whether the door is closed for good or just for now. Is this a never or a not right now? And finally, thank them for their time, genuinely mean it, log it accurately, and move on to the next call.